Herb Weisbaum.
Your dog muted my microphone, John.
Yeah, that's right. Blame the animal. Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah. Did you hear that, Luna? They're trying to make you the scapegoat. So.
Hi.
This is a hi. couple of things you wanted to get to, so let's get to them. I know that you wanted to talk about shopping local, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I was reading.
And I want to talk about safe toys. So you want to start with shopping local?
Let's go that, because I read the, I read both articles. But the thing that struck me about shopping local is that it takes a lot of effort to pull that
off. It does take a little more effort.
Yeah.
And so, this was the podcast I just dropped today, as a matter of fact, my Consumerpedia podcast. And we talked to one of our editors who tried to shop locally for 30 days. She made herself up some rules. She wasn't going to shop at big box stores and was only going to shop locally. And then we talked to someone who was actually running local shops in the East Coast and the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas about why this is important. And because this is a movement that's taking on, American shoppers, I found out, spend about $3.74 trillion at local stores. That was as of last year, which is about half of all retail sales, which actually surprised me that it would be such a high percentage. And the reason why they want you to do this to local retailers is because they say every $100 you spend at local stores, 68 remains in the local economy, instead of going back to some corporate mothership somewhere. And they also say that dollars spent at an independent business could circulate in the local economy an average of 6 to 15 times. So they also, by the way, and I know this because my father was a local businessman. He ran the King of Prussia Pharmacy, John, back when he was in Philadelphia.
Drugs there.
Really? For you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And who else bought drugs there? Len Tose, who used to own the Eagles.
Oh, Eagles,
and,
yeah.
What's his name? Johnny Carson's sidekick, Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, yeah.
And he went out of his way to service people because he was my dad and my mom and me. I did the little deliveries. They drove around. I ran up the prescriptions. They went out of their way. My father gave credit before there were credit cards. They gave people deals. I did a price shopping thing a number of years ago, and local pharmacies, you might think they're more expensive, but they're really not, and they may be more willing to negotiate with you. So there are a lot of advantages to shopping locally. You keep the business money in your community. I get much better service when I go to a small little jewelry store or a small little whatever. I have a little nursery where I live in Bellevue, Washington. I go to a lot of different stores. You know, the True Value and the Ace Hardware stores are independently run. It's part of a co-op kind of thing as opposed to the big, gigantic brick-and-mortar stores. And I've always found when I walk in there, unlike the big box stores where they see me coming down the aisle and they turn away and go, I'm on break. Sorry, they can't help you. These people know where all the merchandise is. They know they can tell you how it works, what to do. There's something really nice about shopping locally in your own community.
Oh, absolutely. But as I stated before, so I was reading the article, the preparation to actually pull that off. You just don't walk out the door and go, oh, you know what? I'm going to shop locally.
Correct.
Oh, there's a local store over there. I'm going to go right there right now. It's not what you can, of course, but if you really want to get into it the way you do, there's some things you got to be prepared for. That's
You got to think about it. And also, in many cases, there are things you can't get at a local store. I mean, odds are, if you're going to, you know, you may have to buy a TV, depending on where you live, from a big box store. You may have to buy a washer and dryer from a big box store. But I was talking to my brother, who still lives back in Philly today, and he said he heard the podcast, and he says, whenever we buy appliances, we always go to the little locally owned appliance store. They take so much better care of you. The prices are still really good. The service people take care of everything. If there's a problem, they take care of it. You know who to call, what to do. I have the same thing out here. I always buy my appliances from a little store. You know, I bought the big screen TV from Costco because it gives you warranty protection and the prices. But, you know, and nobody's expecting you to do everything. But it's, you know, and this woman that we interviewed, and she's starting a trend, I think, in the East Coast. She is sort of like putting together these stores, John, in D.C. and in Virginia and in Maryland. And then the local business community or people who make things put stuff in her stores. So we have that here. You may have that back there in Chicago. We have a thing here called Made in Washington, and it's a big store, but all the stuff comes from local. There's local salmon, and there's local coffee, and there's local crafts, so you can actually support local businesses, and they don't need their own independent stores. That makes it really easy, especially at holiday time, to buy presents for people and support the local economy by going to a store like this.
And if that's something that interests you, you should check out what Herb has to say on checkbook.org, and we'll do more with Herb in just a minute. Name that tune, Herb. Name that tune.
That's the March of the whatever it is.
Toys.
Yeah,
March of the Toys. Yeah,
that was very good. I was expecting you to play the Toys. How gentle.
I know. I'm thinking about it all day, and I thought, where till I come up with this? That's Victor Herbert, by the way, from his 1903 operetta, Babes in Toyland. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, by the way, we had Teresa Merion yesterday, she's in the same. She does
my
basically.
Story.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, exactly. So let's get to it about these unsafe toys, the artificial intelligence, and all the other things that are out there just waiting to make our kids unsafe.
Right. Well, toys are meant to be fun, and they are most of the time, but they can also be dangerous. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, John, about 150,000 children 12 and under were treated in emergency rooms in 2023 for toy-related injuries, ranging from broken bones to choking on small parts. Big hazard now is those small little powerful magnets that can actually seal the intestines together and have caused kids to die. Same thing with button batteries, those small little cell batteries that can leak in the intestines and cause all kinds of damage. But the bottom line of this report, the Toyland report, Trouble in Toyland report, was there are certain things that you can't spot, and that's why you got to be really careful where you shop. I can't urge parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles strongly enough to make sure you shop at a reputable store. No real problem with retail stores, but it's online stores, especially if you shop on some of these websites based in China. You may very well be getting a cheap knockoff, a counterfeit toy that is illegal to sell in this country, and it doesn't meet U.S. safety standards. It could have lead paint. It could have toxic chemicals. It could not meet fire-resistant standards. It could not be safety tested. You really, really need to think long and hard to save a couple of dollars by shopping at a website like this overseas, as opposed to buying something from a well-known retailer in the United States who has a website. I just can't urge that small enough. One example, as the CPSC gave, is they're now out with, you know, those Labubu dolls, the things, the little dolls with the teeth.
I know of them. I do not understand them, but I know them.
I agree with you 100%. Makes no sense. Anyway, they've now come up with counterfeits called LaFoufou dolls.
Oh,
and the problem is that they have a risk of choking and death to young children because the figures and keychains are small enough to be swallowed. The agency has reports of them breaking, and this parts can be swallowed. So that's what happens when you do a counterfeit or a knockoff. You have no idea what you're buying. The other problem is recall toys. And, you know, the obvious reason a toy's recalled is because it's dangerous. And the dangers range from choking hazards and easily accessible buttons, those power magnets, you know, something like that. It's illegal. It is against federal law for any retailer or you, the consumer, to sell a recalled, new, or used product. You know, you couldn't sell it at a garage sale or whatever, a yard sale, if you know that it's recalled. It is against the law to do that. But PERG, this is a consumer group that put out this report, they shop online every year and find recalled toys really easily available on the big name websites. And they want parents to be aware of that just because it's on the website, you shouldn't assume that it's safe and that it's not recalled. You have to actually check and go to the CPSC's website and find out if the item has been recalled. I have a link right to that and all the details of the report on checkbook.org, my story. But I can't urge you strongly enough that, especially if you're shopping at an overseas website, which I would encourage you not to do, that you have to make sure the product is not being, but even the big ones. I mean, Amazon has been in the news all last year for having toys that were recalled being sold, and they say they try to do the best they can, but you can't assume that there's not a recalled toy out there. There may be, and you gotta stop and check and make sure you give it to the kids.
The other thing that intrigues me and people should be aware of is that, you know, these toys are aimed at children.
Yes.
But some of the conversations that these AI toys engage in is not for children at all.
Yes, I find this very, very disturbing. I've been reporting on smart toys since they hit the market. I don't know if you recall the Barbie doll that came out in 2015, Mattel's Hello Barbie.
Yes.
Talk to the kids.
Yeah.
They actually pulled that off the market after a while. But that was controlled. There were only so many things Barbie could say back at the server. You know, you connected on the internet, and Mattel wrote the answers that Barbie could say to kids. She couldn't say anything she wanted. The latest generation of smart toys, John, are now connected to ChatGPT and other AI bots that are made for adults. And they say they have guardrails on them. But again, Perg tried to do things with them and try to see what they could get the AI to say. I mean, they said things like they told children where to find harmful items such as matches and knives in the house. They gave information about drugs. They talked in depth about sexually explicit topics. You could ask why and mommy or daddy are getting a divorce. Things that parents might not, religion and death and politics, things that parents might not want. These are marketed to kids 3 to 14. You might not want your kid to know about. And there was one toy that they wrote about, and this was an imported from China called Kuma. Cute little teddy bear, K-U-M-M-A. It was willing to discuss school-age romantic topics, offering the researchers at Perg advice on whether to kiss a school crush and tips on how to be a good kisser. Again, I would think most parents would not want their kid to have a teddy bear telling them how to be a good... You get that from your big brother, your big sister. That's where you don't get that from a teddy bear.
Kind of conversation is going on in there? Yeah.
So, and this company temporarily suspended all sales because of the information that Perg came out with. But you really got to be careful. And remember one other thing. If this is AI or connected to the internet, it raises privacy and security concerns. Mm-hmm. They have microphones. Some use voice or facial recognition. Many collect sensitive data, such as location, where the child is located. Parental controls for limiting all this stuff may be very limited. And remember, if it's connected to the internet with these microphones, it's listening all the time. Yeah. So if you have one of these things, if you get it, you've got to turn it off. And also remember that if it's on the internet, it can be hacked, allowing a cyber intruder, and we've had, this is not make-believe, this has actually happened, where they actually get on and hack your Wi-Fi, and they can listen to the conversations of your child, or they can talk to your child through the toy. And that is really, really scary, and it can happen because these toys are not built with the safety protocols that maybe your home computer is built with. So I just think you need to look long and hard and think about it. Do you really want to have your child to have this AI toy, something connected to AI? I think it's, as one researcher told me, we're a little bit ahead of on our skis right now. Mm-hmm. Someday this is going to be great, but maybe right now just needs a little bit more controls before we just hand this out willy-nilly to a child.
So, Herb, thank you for being with us, and tell us how we get your newsletter at checkbook.org. Sure.
Yeah, checkbook.org has all my stories. The web, podcast is consumerpedia.org, and my website is consumerman.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter, and if you click the little letter button at the top, say, I got a question, I heard you on Landecker, I guarantee you I will answer your question. I do every single one that comes in.
That's good stuff you have, too, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that in. You're very welcome. Thanks for being with us, and if I don't talk to you, have a great holiday.
You too, John. All the best, and all the best in the new year.
Thank you.